you find the kesem between the place where Jews are. So it says what? Some more questions for Rabbonin. Edi Yisrael Metayaf, Rabbonin said, you find the kesem near where Jews are, that the kesem is tall. If so, the man metamei, where is there going to be a case that the kesem is tamei? Like a Jew, a Lisha, her dam is tamei. So if you find it by Jew, it's tall, where is the case it's tamei? Gemara says chasur mechsa something is mitzin yavokhi torah. This is the way it should be learned. That mi bein Yisrael tamechlam, you find the kesem between Yisrael takas tamei. Mi bein akusim, you find the kesem between kusim shorimei mitamei. The kusim geriem is saying they're real Jews. Vachom mitayrim, the kusim geriem roy is saying they were not Jews, they were goyim. Mitayrim, because they all know the kusim geriem roy is saying they weren't real goyim, the geriem roy is saying. For the Moriochi and so, what does it say? Shlo nechshitu alf kismeim, we're not afraid for the kesem. They should have said, Geri Eroyis, mi boy, they should have said that they're goyim. Not because we're not afraid of the kesemim, but should have said because they're goyim. Mashlo nechshitu means we're not going to find them. El Rav Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Mi bein yisol me bein akusim timeim. If you find the kesem between Jews or between kusim, it's not katomei. The kusim geri emesein, because kusim are geri emesein. But on nimtzoyim, some you find biyori yisol in the Jewish city, then toirim. Why? Shonechshitu akismeim, because the Jewish ladies do not leave their kusim around. V'yatsnu yamaslu, they hide them. And therefore what's found is not from the Jews, it's found from the goyim. That's why it's Torah. But on Imsoyim Biori Kusim, what about if you find the Kesem in the city where the Kusim live? So, and then at Makpit to hide it. Here, Meir holds Mitamei. Why? The next Nechstrak is Meim. Because he the Geri Emesain, and they don't watch the Kesem, they let it go for, they leave it outside. See, if somebody finds it, it's like a Tamei. Techon Mitairim, why? The Nechstrak is Meim, they all know, they're not Nechstu, because they hide it also. There's both Otaka Geri Yemesein, they're real Jews. The Shalom is though, are they makbit to hide the Ksamim or not? Yeah. Is the Kusim makbit to hide his Ksamim or not? Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaKsamim, any Shemat, any Begid that has a dam on it, Hanim Tsoyim Becholmok, can find any place to start to hear him. Chutz Minanim Tsoyim Bechadorim. So I'm just talking about Rashi Becholmok, means the Mokim Yisrael, you find it where Jews live. So we said before, they for sure hide the Ksamim. So you don't find it. So the only place, therefore, any place you find it, it's Torah, it's either a Goyis, or else it's not really Dam, neither. It's some other blood. Chutz minan insoim bechadorim. Any Kesem you find in an inside, Chador means, Rashi says, an inside room, a private room. So in the stomach, that they hid it there, it was Dam Nida. Uvesvivas, based on Metamis, Rashi says that's also, that's the room this, where the Noshim, when they were needed, they used to use a special room. Because time in the Gemara, time in the Neratiris, they had to be careful not to metame the rest of the house. So they used to have a separate room they used when they were needed. So you find the kesem in that room or around that room, then takwitz tamei. Who receive us based on metameis. Now, based on tamei shakusim, what about if you find the room where the Noshim, when they're needed, live when they're kusi? So Metam and Biol, that room has Tumas oil on it. Why? They used to bury there the Nephil. They were in Makpit and used to bury the Nephil in their room. So therefore Nephil, like a miscarriage, has Tumas Mace on it. So if you can't go into their room, the room has a Tumas oil on it, Tumas Mace. Rabbi Yudah says, no, they didn't bury the Nephilim there in the room. They were rather mashlichim, they were thrown away. And v'chayi goy rosoi, and the wild animals will come and eat it up. See, he holds that there's no tumas oil there in the house. Now the Mishnah says, ne'monim and diskusim anemon, ne'monim loyme kovanu shemes nefolim. The name to say where they bury the nefol, or loy kovanu, we do not bury it. These things, they're makbaron, we can believe them. Ne'monim loyme, the name to say, ala behemo, in Bichrim Lebichrim. They could tell the animal we buy off them whether it gave birth already once or not. So it's negated to us to know if the next kid is a Bichor or not. And the Monomer also believed to say, Al Tzion Kvoros, And then what they say, if they put up a matzeva like around, or the form where a kever is, and then what they say, this is where the coffin was buried. For the Vienna money, we don't believe them, loyal asichos, that the tumim midrabonin, where a tree is overlapping a mace. They say that there's a suffix, whether the mace is there or not, that's only a tumim midrabonin, they're not makbar on that. So therefore, we don't believe them. We'll see in the Gemara of loyal aproyis, whenever you have a wall, that part of it sticking out over a mace. For loyal base apras, and not over a base apras also, it's a suffix tumah midrabonin. This is the general rule that anything that the Kusin himself do not listen to, do not keep, we don't believe them. They may lie upon that. Only things they themselves are makbar on, we believe them. But otherwise, we don't believe them. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, my Dorish, what are the Kusin Dash and Rashi says that they don't bury them in the fallen? How come? Like what says in the Torah, they listen to it. How come they don't bury the miscarriages? So Mar says, the Pasuk says, Leithasa Gvura Yecha Shagoblu Rishonim, B'nachla Secha. So they dash in, Kol Sheishla Nachla, any kid that was alive, that has a Din Yerusha, Yechla Gvul. To him, when you bury him, you're supposed to bury him, you're supposed to put a Tzion, you're supposed to put a Gvul, to know where to bury him, where his kever is. But Kol Sheishla Nachla, any person like a miscarriage that doesn't have a Din Yerusha, Ein Le Gvul, they hold there's no need to bury him. So that's why they're not makbid to bury them in the fallen in the basic forest, they're just buried under the room. Then the Mishnah says what? Nemonim lema kavanu, the number to say that they buried. So the question is, I will less new with me will see to Mishnah. How can we trust them? So, in other words, they themselves don't do their burials, but they don't care if we do it. So how could we trust them if they say that they buried their bodies over here? They said that it's Torah or Tumah. How could we trust them? I then had Makbin in Lefneiv, the city of Mishal. Talking about that this Kusi himself acted like a Kohen. He was a Kohen Kusi that was sitting there. And therefore it was really amazed that he himself wouldn't be the reader. Therefore he could trust him. I, the Duma Kohen Tumah, he... Maybe this Kusa was a Kohen Tumah, therefore he's not Makbid to become Tumah again. So Mar says, no, the Naka Truma B'yod, he was eating Truma. For the Mar of a Duma Truma Tumah, then the Kusa is not Makbid upon that, maybe the Truma is also Tumah. So Mar says, no, the Kocha Minei, we see that he was eating it. So therefore in the case where we see this Kusa was eating Truma, so therefore we know for sure he's acting as if he's Tor. So therefore his name is to say, where we're standing right now, there's no mace buried there. What are you going to tell me? Treat it to believe him then. So Mar says, yes. Mother time I would have thought to say, like maybe they're not so makbid, they don't know exactly when they have a vlad that has a tumas mace and when not. But they're not makbid to be yitzira. Like we know the kid has to be 40 days old to have a tumas mace. So they may think maybe the kid was less than 40 days old. And it was only called Maya Biyam and has no tumas mace. That's where they're not makbid on it. As Kamashma know that they know these halachas. And if she's pregnant for 40 days, that has a locha of a nafel on it. So then, they're makbid on that tumas mace. Then the Mishnah says, what? Nemonim ala behemah, they're not depend upon a behemah, also that it gave birth already or not. For the Gemara, if we buy the animal off them, v'alef nulef nehibu sita mishol, the kusam are not makbid not to make us have a naveira. They only care upon themselves, they're not over, they don't care about this issue of lifnei, but don't put a stumbling block in front of somebody else. Hey, they dash in the pasuk means tam, don't harm a blind person, but they don't dash in it not to make another person do an avera. So my answer is, I'm Reb Chiya Barabba, Reb Yechanan, the goizveiz v'yoivu. We're talking about here now, where this animal gave birth, and on the kid, they're telling us right now, it's not a bechor, and we see them working with it. That's how we trust them. Because if it was really a Bechor, you're not allowed to work with a Bechor. You can't shear off the wool. For the Gemara, Yochi, you saw again, Malamim, what's the Chiddush then? The Chorab Shita, Malamim Ra. Someone says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, Loi Bikiya Betinuf, Kamash Mlon. The Locha by Ibrahim is, when she gives off a lot of dam, that's called like a miscarriage by her. And the next kid is not called the Bechor anymore. So I would have thought to say they don't know the halacha so much. They don't know what's called down, what's not called down. They themselves will get mixed up which animal is called the bechor or not. Kamash from the lesson know these halachas. That they're marked, but they know exactly how much down, like how much spurs of dam has to come out to give it a halacha that the next kid is not called the bechor. So they know these halachas also. That's the chiddush. Rashi says the tinnif means with the behema dak, a small behema, who poitras the behema min habechorah.
Yeah.
So they know exactly what tinnif means. Right. So then it says what nemonim alatzina nemo to say exactly where the kever, where the mace was buried. V'yafagav, even though to put a tzia, to put a form around the mace is dimidirabon. It's only midirabon. Who? But kivon ksiva, since the pasuk talks about it, mizazirubed, you also watch out. They put a tzia around the mason. The pasuk says, v'roet samodim, they saw the bone of a person. Ubon et patzina, they build next to a tzia. So there's the pasuk says clearly, like this in Yecheskel, they're also marked with a point of tzia. Therefore, the name of the said there was a tzia here. Yeah. Sichchos, what does that mean? To say this now, but not like this. Elu ain't sichchos. This is the tumim of the rabbanon sichchos. Elon, you have a tree. Ha mesa chalorit, that the branches fold over and come down to the ground. And there's a shalom. Maybe there's a mace under one branch, and then the whole branch has tumas oil. So it's a sophic of all the branches is tummy or not. So then I'm makpid upon this tumim. It's only the rabbanon. Therefore, we don't trust them. Peroyus the Tanan, Avonim, we have stones. Peroyus, like stones, Ayyotim again come out of the wall. So the same thing, it's a suffix if there's a mace on the one or not. So trust your question, do we trust them or not to say, they told us there's no mace there. But since it's only Tumim with Rabbonim, we can't trust them. Beisa Pras, what's that? Omer Abyuda, Omer Shmuel, Menafeyach, Odin, Beisa Pras. Person allowed to just blow in front of him and walk through the Beisa Pras. Now, based on Prav, that's a mokum where there was a kever, a mace was buried in the field. And then they plowed over this field. So by plowing over it, we're afraid the plow picked up the mace and threw the bones all over the field. So 100 amas all around has tumas based on Prav, midirabonin. And therefore, if you just blow on the ground, it's a sulfur, maybe there's some bones around. So if you just blow, means check out the ground, you're allowed to walk through it. But that's a tumas midirabonin. So if the Kusti tells us, like, this is not the place of Prasa, this is, we can't trust him, because he's not makpid on these halachas. Reb Yehuda Bar Ami Mishmed Reb Yehuda. He says like this, Beisa Pras Shenidishtor. If you have this Beisa Pras, and it was a suffix, there was a kever there, and the plowed over it. So a doubt now is maybe there's some bones on top of the ground. But if people were nidish, means a lot of people trampled over this ground already, so now we say there's no more bones on top. Because after they got finished trampling, they for sure pushed the bones away. So, based on Prash and Nidish, that people trampled over it, it's torn, now you can walk through it. The Tanya would learn like this. Ha-Khoirish Beisa Kvoris, if somebody plows over Beisa Kvoris, ha-Raise the Waisa Beisa Prash, that's the way you make a Beisa Prash. There's a suffix there now, maybe the bones are all over the field. V'yatkam, how far goes this suffix with the Rabbanan? V'yatkam, u'aysim, mo'lei mana me'yama, one like row, a square like 100 amas all around it. Beis arbas soin, which is 4 soin, 4 by 4 soin. Rabbi Yesi yomer chomish, it means no, 5 soin has to be. And yeah, that's how much a beis apras is. Now the most question is true what the Mishnah says, Vloy Mehemni. We do not believe these kusim on a Beisa Pras. I but Tani learned like this, that Sode Shoved by Kevi of a field that was once a kever buried there, and you forgot where it is? That's called Shoved by Kevi. So Nehman Kusim, Nehman to say, Ancient Kevi, there's no kever there. He's Nehman to say, like, in this place, it's for sure not here, it was someplace else. The Fishain and Maid, he's only telling the Fedus, Ela Gufesh a Kever, he's only telling us clearly where the Kever is. Like, we know there was a mace buried in this field, we forgot where. So, therefore, for us, the whole thing is awesome. For the Kusi, come and tell us, he knows for sure it's not in this part. So, we do believe him. Ayin, our Mishnah says we don't believe him. And the same thing, Elon, we have a tree. Shumei Sechalot, that folds, the branches fold over, go down over the ground. Nerman Leimer, ain't tacht of keva. The Kusik never to say, under this branch there's no keva, there's no mace. The fish, and the Meir Dela Gufesh keva is the only thing he does, like where the keva is. So it's Stira. So Marintas Lam Rav Yechnon, the Mahalech Obo Alpnekula. Here we're talking about that the Kusi himself walks along the whole ground, the whole field. So, if you walk through the whole thing, then it's not a suffix midirabonin. If you walk through the whole thing, if there's a kever there, you'll be tummy midiraisa. So since he walked through the whole thing, that's why we believe him over here. For the Moriachi is so malamein, what's the chiddush? You appear to believe him then. Like it's not a suffix midirabonin, it's a shalom diraisa. Like if we knew there was a kever, a mace buried in this field, we don't know where. So, midiraisa, every place is a suffix, unless you walk through the whole field. So the Kusi would tell us where, we wouldn't trust him. But here that the Kusi himself is walking, the Kusi is a kind here, and he's walking along the whole field, so then that's an Issa D'Iraisa. So Pshita would believe him, then he knows what he's talking about. Sumar says no. Another time I would have thought to say maybe Rutsua Nofek, maybe this little stretch of ground outside the field, that he's Sumar to say that the mace is buried in that stretch over there, and that's why he's walking through the whole field. So again, maybe it's only a suffix to him. I mean, a suffix, he's not makbid. Is Kamashmala? No. That if we see him walk through this whole field, we believe what he's saying, but he tells us that the mace is not in this field anymore, we believe in what he says. Then the Mishnah says, Zeaklal, that whatever the Kusim are makbid on, we can believe them, when they're not makbid, we don't believe them. So Moshe Zeaklal, as soon as it comes to include, La'asu yitchumim v'yayin nesach. The halacha not to walk outside the tchum on Shabbos only with the rabbanim. The kusim are not makpid on that, so we can't believe them if they tell us where exactly the tchum of the city is. Or else the yai neser, they're not makpid if goyim touch their wine. So they're not nemo to say like a goy did not touch this wine. Any yai they have, we have to be afraid goyim touched. They're not makpid on yai neser. Where Rashi the ain kusim makpid on makpid gechovim. Therefore, we can't trust the kusi if he tells us. The wine is not Yai Nesach. Yadinalecha Damanita. Now the Mishnah says, Haroya Kesem Abthora, Phoenicia sees a Kesem, a bloodstain on her flesh. So it depends. Connected base at Torah, near the Mokum Ervom, is Tamei, and we say the stain came from her Mokum Ervom. She does Damanita, she's Tamei. But Vishloi, connected base at Torah, didn't come from the Mokum Ervom, then Torah, then we say she's Torah. So now the Mishnah explains, Al Ikvor, she finds the dam on her heel, via Rosh Gredla on the tip of her toe, Temeya. Then we say that's a place where the dam could have fell out from a Mokam Atur, from a Mokam Ervam. There's dam neither, she's Tamei. What about Al Shuka, she finds her on a Shuka and her thighs, or else via Parsose on the hooves at the bottom of her legs? So it depends. Nibifnim is the inside of the thigh, there's near where the Mokam Ervam is, so then Temeya. The bachut is the outside, then Torah. Like we said, the dam came out from the Mokam Atufa, it would not reach the outside, so that's not dam neither. What about the Alat Stadim? Mikan and Mikan Torah, on the sides, in the front and the back, also it's Torah. What's going to be Rosach Luke? Let's say she finds dam on her clothing. So Minachog Rulamata, from the girdle downwards to Meya. That's possible, came from the Mokam Erva. Minachog Rulamata, she finds on top of a girdle. Then Torah, because that did not come from the Mokam Erev, it came from other places. What's going to be Rosal Beis Yad? She found dam on her sleeve, shecholik of the dress. Simagi Kenegav Beis Tufa Tameya. If the sleeve goes near the Mokam Erev, it can reach there, then she's Tamei. Vimlav Tahira. But if the sleeve cannot reach there in a normal movement, then we said the dam did not come from the Mokam Atufa, but came from someplace else, and she's Torah. What's going to be Yosef Pashtosa? At night time, she took off her dress, or Mischasa Babalal, and she covered herself at night time with it. Then, Komokam Shinitza Bokes, many places, she finds a Kesem there, is Tameya, we say it's Tamei. Because at night time, she moves around, so Dam could have come out from there and landed any place on the dress. Havneishu Choyzer, because she turns around at night. And the same thing, the same Bapulius, the same thing applies by Pulius, by an apron. Same thing, Rashi says, Shemes Chasmo, she covers herself with it. If anything covered yourself at night, you move around at night, so it's possible the dam to come on it. Now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Botko karko ilom, if an Isha first checked out the ground, before she sat down, then she checked it out to make sure that it's clean, there's no blood. For Yoshvaleh, she sat down on top of it, and then when she got up, Amotzadam, she found dam upon it, Olam, is Torah, that's the Chiddush that she's told. Even though we know the dam came out from her, came out from Mokam Erva, still she's Torah. Right now she's even Torah Midrabanan. She never, because the prophet says, Bif Sora, the dam has come out from her flesh, and we darshan, the Shmuel darshans, Achetagish Bif Sora, she has to feel it coming out of her bosa. In the Shalom, in the Achronim, what Fagoshes mean is Bazagufa, the body has to tremble, or you have to feel the psyche of the kev is opening up of the dam coming out, but just don't feel a double lach come out. But we shouldn't have any feeling, then midi raisa, she's told, that's Shmuel's Chiddush. So more is the question, hi b'psor, this posik, b'psor, mi bolu, we need this posik, shematama b'fnim kebachutz, that she's told me, even though the dam is still inside her, as long as it came out of the womb, even though it's inside the canal, still she's told me. In Kev, so the Gemara says, let me call out the posik, say b'bosor, my d'loshna b'psoro, Shramin, we're not familiar two things. Ashatagas Pipsoro, until she feels the dam coming out of her bosa. But the more still, the Akatimi Boyle, Pipsoro of Lebishril Lebichaticha, we still need the word of Pipsoro to teach us that she's only Tomei when the dam comes out of her, touching the sides of her rechem, but not if it comes out in the middle of a piece of flesh or in the middle of a shvir. So more says, Tati Shramin, we learn out two things from this word of Pipsoro. That true, the dam has to touch her sides and not come out in the middle of a piece of flesh. And also, she has to be magish, feel the dam coming out. But here, where she did not feel the dam coming out, and echnami, she's takatera. Toshima coming here. So who really on this dinner shmul should be kashuk summon? How can any kesem be tomei? We don't know when it came out. She didn't feel it coming out. So Tzai says, the most havamina right now, that we did not know she's coming with the Rabbanim, the inner kesem is only if she found the dam and it came out a long time ago. Some could say, maybe really when it came out, she did feel it, she forgot about it. But here we only ask kashas now of things that came out right away. So now we do not say that she was magashit, and still we see she's tamei. So these are going to be the questions now on Shmuel. Shmuel says, Toshima. Says, well, Isha, she always sets for her. The next parak talks about Isha when she's urinating. For also dam, and she finds dam in the urine, in the bowl, she finds dam. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, like this. In my medicine, she was standing when she was urinating, then to Meir, then Shaka, she's telling me, we'll soon see why. Vim Yosheva, she was sitting though, then to her. So question, hey, what are we talking about over here? Idiagash, if she had the sensation, she felt dam coming out, so in Yosheva, even though she was sitting, my Torah, what if it says she's Torah, she felt dam coming out. Avada she should be tummy. And a lot of the case must be talking about lo yagashu, she didn't feel any dam coming out. Ukutoni still it says, I met this when she's standing, that tenaya. So what's a kasha and shmu, you say she could be tummy even though she didn't feel the dam coming out. Tzmura says, no. Lo yolim really, I'll tell you the case is the yagashu, that she felt the dam coming out. If so, how could we say if she's sitting that she's tore as she fell down? That there it says, V'yayim, I could say maybe, Hagoshes Meraglayim Havoi, that what she felt coming out was under the Meraglayim, it also has a sensation. So the kid said there was a sensation here, but we have a suffix whether it was from the Meraglayim or from the dam. So if it's like this, Oy Medes, if she's standing up when she's urinating, is Hadoimi Raglayim L'makor. Since she's standing up, the place there is like pushed together a little bit, and therefore the meraglayim comes down, like gets pushed out, like it has to push its way through. So before it pushes its way through, the dam goes back up near the makor, and it brings out the icy dam. And therefore, it's like more mustabra said, the dam came from the makor, and then we say there was agosha there, that's what she's telling me. But the yeshevis, if she's sitting, then we say Torah. So Rashi explains, because minas dam, dam does not come out from the makor when she's urinating. We don't say the dam came from there. So if dam came when she was urinating, she's sitting, then we'll say that dam came, let's say, from her kidneys. There was a mark inside of it that caused that dam to come, but not from the makor. So that's the pshat over here. Again, that If she's standing up, then it's a svara that the Merag Layim was pushed upwards, and then it could be a cause of dam to come out. That's why she'll be tummy. But if she's sitting, then we say the dam came from a mak inside. That's why she's torah. But really, it could be like Shmuel, you have to have a gosha. Without any sensation, without any feeling, and echnami, she would remain tahira. Toshma coming here. It says like this. Eid shoyunos tachas akar. Nisha made a bdiko at night time, and she didn't look at it. She put it under a pillow. V'nim tzolov dam. The next morning, when she looks at it, she finds there's dam on the bdiko. Sim ogol. If the spot is round, then tor. We don't say came from a, came from someplace else. A maka from a macholas was under a pillow. The emotion of the stain is long, then tummy. So again, hechidami. Idiyaga shepeshash she made the bdika, she had a feeling of dam, even before that she felt dam. So in ogle, even though the stain is round, on my toe, why is she tall? We know dam came out from her. Ella rather loved liyaga, she didn't have any feelings. So still, Katani says, Moshech, the stain was long on the shmata, then tummy. Mozlot, it's not the pshav. The early meal of the Yagashav, she really felt, she had a sensation, she felt dam coming out. But V'yem, we have a doubt to say, maybe Yagoshis ate her vein. Maybe what she felt was B'shasta B'dika, she felt the yed. Therefore, it's a sophic. Therefore, Moshech. If the stain is a long stain, Vadim Agufos, about its moment, I would say, the dam did come out from her guf. And therefore, she's told me, just ogle, if you find the stain to be round, usually the stain does not come out round from her body. That's more mistaver came out from a macholus. Therefore, we say she's tor. Tor shema kamin. We heard Gemara before. Nimtzal shloiv. Right after that, tashmish, husband and wife, the man checks himself and he finds that he's tummy. He has dam on his aver. So to name, he has a shame boil nida. For sure, that dam was by his wife. She was a nida. B'shas tashmish. He has the same boil nida. Therefore, v'chayim mekorbin chadavin korbin. What's going to be nimtzal shloiv? She only finds beacon. She finds dam on her b'dika. If you check this out right after the Tashmish, then Timayim, and again the Chayyab Korbin. He's Chayyab Korbin, but both Chayyab Korbin, he's also Tumay Abel Nida. What's going to be Nintza Mashlo Liachas Man? We found the Dam on her Bedika she made a little bit later, then Timayim Misafik. He's only telling Misafik, Ubturmana Korbin. So the question is, Echidomi. If she felt the dam coming out b'shas tashmish of the yachal, even though she made a bedika first yachal zman, a maif turim in a korban. Why did put them in a korban? She felt dam, so for sure she should be tamei b'shas tashmish. He lived with the nida. El alav the case, but we're talking about lo yagash. She didn't have any feelings. Oktani still it says nimsal shtov. We find the dam on her bedika oisim right away. Tamei is called the boil nida. He's tamei and the chayov the korban. Even though she had no hagosha, so again you see, not like Shmuel, even without hagosha, still the Isha's tummy. So the rest of the letter, not the pshat. L'yerlim rilu diagosha, again, she had a feeling over here. But v'yem is only a suffix dikalocha, because hagosha's shamash evay. Maybe what she felt was b'shash tashmi, she felt the husband, the aver. So therefore, if we find the bedika there, she makes the bedika right away, in echnami, then we say the dam was there, and that's why, taki is chayiv. But if they find the dam first later, then we have a tzad to say, no, maybe v'shas tashmish, it wasn't Agosha's dam. It was only the aver. The dam first came out after tashmish, therefore it's only a sofik, he's part of the carbon. But the emes is not a kasha, and Shmuel, there was Agosha. Toshima, nimtzisato oimer, comes out that you tell me that really gimbal sveikis bisha. There are three alochas sveikis about Ishu, and Isha says kesem. Al b'sorah, if she finds a kesem, a blood stain on her flesh, sofik, or tomei sofik tor, we don't know if the dam came from the makor or not, so tomei min a sofik, she's tomei. What's going to be a chaluka? She finds the blood stain on her underwear, sofik tomei sofik tor, then we say go to kula. We'll soon explain why al besor is more chomer than a chaluka. Let's say she touched something now, or she moved something, and we don't know whether she's a nidu or not. His holach acharon, go bosser after the majority of her days. Mar explains now, my, what does it mean to say holach acharon, go after the rave? Lav doesn't mean to say, in rave you met me most of the days she sees them, to me, then she's a nida, and things she moved is tamei. V'yav gav lo yagash, even though she didn't feel any dam, so you see, without a gosh, she's tamei. Lloyd, it's not the pshat. In rave you met gosh, most days she sees them with a feeling, chazia. To Meir, then even though now she doesn't realize it, still she's Tamei. Tiem, because I'll tell you, Agashab Lavadaita Abadi, she really felt the dam when it came out. Just she forgot, she didn't realize it. Abadi, there was Agosha. Oh, my man, what would you say? Before I'll be sorry, Sofator, tell me. The doubt whether on the flesh is Tomei. Al Chalukah, Sofator, is Torah. Hechidomi. Imi Chogulimad is from the girdle downwards. Al Chalukah, my Torah, why? For Tanan, Minachogulimad, Tomei. If you find a kesem on her underwear, she should be Tomei. Vimi Chogulimad, she found it from the girdle upwards. Absor, even on the muck of the flesh there, my tummy. For your tenan, Rosa dam absor, striking a bit of Torah. She found the dam in the upper part of her body, not near the muck of Erva, she should be Torah. He boys and one of this, Michogulamat, she found the dam on the bottom. He boys and Michogulamat, she found the dam on the top, Michogulamala. He boys and Michogulamat, she found the dam on the bottom part. Could go in the case of Shavu Shuk Shadabachim. She went through a place with the shacked animals. Sifl like this. Albasar, she found the dam, this blood, the blood spain on her flesh. Migufos, for sure came from her. Because the Imyalva came from the blood of the Shchita. Achaluk, she should have found it on her clothing. How does it get to a flesh without the clothing? So that's the proof it came from her. What's going to be Achaluk if she found the dam on the clothing? Then Miyamosi. Why? Because the Imagufosi, Abbasar, Mibolashuka, she found it on the flesh. So since she went through a Beis HaShchita, that's why she's Torah Achaluka. The Ibrahim will have this Mechogulamat, she found it on the top side, top part of her body, or top part of her dress. The Grand Yisra calls that she jumped backwards. So it could be the dam came out of her and went upwards. Sal b'sor avad in the goof also, he found her on the flesh, she's like a tummy. Because the male mosak, looking by the, it surely would have found her someplace else, it should have found the top part of a dress and it came from Miyalmo. But Achlukas, she only finds the top part of a dress, Miyalmo's came from someplace else. Because the Imagufa came from my body, I'll be sorry, Bolishulish, she should have found her on the busser. So therefore, it could be the case that the dam came from a goof. I wasn't doing it on the top part of a busser, because she jumped backwards, and that caused the dam to go upwards. The Mercer says, Ketonimi is what we learn here. Al Bissar, she finds a blood stain on her flesh. Sophic Tome, Sophic Tor, Stomach, she's Tome. I, Vyafagav, even though she had no Leagasha, she had no Agosha. That's one Kasha, but Yuri Tanan, a Roya Kesem, Al Bissar, Kneger, Bistur for Tomeya. Vyafagav, Leagasha, Mitch says, she finds a Kesem, she's Tome, even though she didn't feel it. So, Marin, Yimimimidifta, Mighty Shmuel, she Tomeya, Midrabonin. Havadi Midrabonin, Shmuel's Mighty Tome, it's only Midrabonin, he says, you have to have Agosha. But Midrabonin, though, he.